Bahraini forces have fired tear gas at the anti-regime protesters in the village of Alaka in the east of the country. The protesters expressed solidarity with political prisoners and condemned what they called unjust sentences. The kingdom has witnessed almost daily demonstrations since 2011. Australia says searching has resumed for the missing Malaysia Airlines jet after bad weather halted the hunt in the southern Indian Ocean for a day. And time is running out to find the flight data recorder whose locator beacon is expected to stop working sometime around April the 7th. The head of the UN agency in Gaza has urged Israel and Egypt to lift their border restrictions on the territory. Filippo Grandi said Israel's blockade is illegal. He added that the plight of the 1.8 million Palestinians in Gaza should be seriously taken into consideration. Syria's opposition has urged international supporters to supply sophisticated weapons to the insurgents. Ahmed Jarba said Arab leaders must put pressure on the major powers to fulfill their pledges to supply arms. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has insisted on a political... The members of Iraq's Election Commission have resigned in protest over political and judicial interference in the upcoming parliamentary poll. The commissioners say they are frustrated with judicial decisions to bar candidates from the April 30th elections.